Welcome to the Thirst World Problems Podcast, where we talk about drinks, current events, music, and more. Now, here's your host, Nick Dugal, and his panel of experts, B, Bell, and the infamous Doc.
This is Bell coming at you from behind the mic on Thirst World Problems. And tonight, we're going to be recording a brand new episode for you. Today in studio, I got my man, B.
What's up?
I got my boy, Nick.
What's up?
And we got a brand new drink. So the drink this week is called a Fuzzy Fire. So inside the Fuzzy Fire, we've got a little bit of cinnamon, a little bit of whiskey, a little bit of peach schnapps, and it's either topped up with some ginger ale or some tonic. So tonight, let's give this drink a sip, and let's give it a quick review before we get going.
Well, I didn't put ginger ale in mine because I don't have stomach problems.
On another note, I fucking consume a lot of cinnamon. I don't know why. Like, I put it in my coffee. My oatmeal in the morning.
Isn't cinnamon good for your...
Well, I don't drink my oatmeal, but when I eat it in the morning, I put shit ton of cinnamon. Like, I don't know. It's just been showing up.
You shave it?
No, I just... It's just a bottle. Powder. It's just a bottle. I just kind of pepper it in there, just like salt. Anyway.
Add some turmeric in there and you'll be good to go. Yeah, let's have a drink and let's see what we think here.
Clank.
Give the smell test first. You just drank the whole thing, man. That wasn't a shot.
That's not bad.
Well, it's actually amazing. That's a very simple drink, actually.
It is. That's what we like around Thirst World Problems. Easy, breezy cocktails. Something you can make in 5 minutes and can drink all night. The cinnamon, I think, is a real nice touch. So there you go. Going to your cinnamon addiction. That's and it smells, you're right. Like,
I'm gonna
have
like a cinnamon overdose or something, man. So you're not gonna take that all down or what?
I'm gonna savor this one.
Are you a baby or what?
I'm gonna savor it.
Fucking baby.
So quick review. Out of 10, what do you got on that, Nick?
7.
B.
I give it a 7 or I give it an 8.
And I'm going to come in at a 7 myself. That's not
really?
Too bad. Yeah. I had a drink that
now,
weekend.
Now, the reason why is because you can't have that on a all the time. That's something you can have once.
Once, maybe twice if like you fucking love sugar.
If you love sugar and if you don't really care about your body, then probably 3 times.
But, I don't find it that sweet, though. You find it sweet? Like, I'm a bad judge because I love sweets, but I don't find this that sweet. My whole thing is, I guess, the cinnamon I find a little bit...
It was fine. It has that like, nice like spice to it, right?
But it's woody.
Smoky.
Smoky, there it is. Beat me to it. Definitely smoky, on that.
No, I don't use smoky. That's like a...
We talked about that already.
That's not really good to say smoky. I'd say woody, man.
Very woody. That's a 101 classic. That's very woody.
So, boys, we've had an interesting week. I'm interested to find out what you guys have had going on or what stuck out to you this week, what got your attention. So, B, let's start with you, man. What grabbed your attention this week?
First of all, before I start, I never ask anyone for anything on this podcast. but I need one thing from the listeners today. And keep in mind, you guys never do shit for me. So I'm asking you right now. Go on to iTunes. Go on to the listening platform you're listening to this on. Because we're everywhere. And leave us a like and a review. Let us know how we're doing. Because there's no other way that we can know. Sure, we get DMs, we get private messages, people local letting us know. But we also want to reach out to the people that aren't local to us. And the best way you can definitely do that is a review. And, you know, don't just put something generic. Go a little more in-depth. 3-4 lines would be nice, right? Maybe a paragraph indented at the front. Whatever you want to do. Leave us a review and let us know how we're doing.
We'll give you a shout-out on the show.
So what were you asking me?
What's one thing that stuck out to you this week? What's one thing that grabbed your attention, man?
Man, just today, I was just having a great day. Like, I had a good sleep, woke up. I started a little bit late, you know, had a nice coffee. I went out for coffee, grabbed a coffee, whatever, right? And got to work, having a good day. And I heard about this this New Zealand shit, man. So everyone knows, you know, stuff spreads like crazy. So everyone knows about what the situation was. But my big thing was, like, all day I've just been thinking about it is the reaction of one of the senators. And they wrote a letter about it. It's kind of like a press release, right? Just letting people know what's going on in the stupidest way ever. This is probably one of the craziest things I've read. So I don't know if anyone's read it, but a couple of the lines here. Basically what it's saying is that the shooter wasn't the person at fault. The thing at fault is our immigration laws letting Muslim people into these countries. And that's what brings all of this anger. And this was a government official saying that. And if you read the letter, if you want to look it up, it's Senator Fraser Anning. And I hate to say his name because he's fucking stupid. Let's put it pretty easily. If you read it, it's a couple paragraphs, and I think it'll send a shiver down a lot of people's spines. And that good day that I was having overall to start, from 4 or 5 o'clock on after I read it, I was just, you know, I just wasn't acting normally after that, because it actually hit me pretty hard. So, yeah.
It's victim blaming, right? It's victim blaming, and it's done in a way that you wouldn't expect would be happening in 2019 still.
Well, it's not really, like, it's victim blaming for sure, but you're not even blaming the victim, because the victims are the people who died, right? Like, but which you could call it that, but they're like the whole race is being blamed for it. Like, Muslim people from their beginning are they're positive people. Like, those are the teachings of that, right? But it's just been spun in such a crazy scenario since 9/11, and I hope that it's culminated, but I don't think it is. 17, 18 years later, we're just at the height of it. So
I think the main issue is, like, the cultures is so beautiful. If you ever have a chance to just, you know, if you don't know the language, there's always an English version of it. Like, the culture is just so beautiful in general. They always want, you know, positive minds and peace. And it's more the extremists that you always hear, right? And I think when it comes to this situation, you know, I feel like this is where everyone needs to come together, all races. We all have to come together. We all have to kind of stop and filter out who these people are. And I think this is one of the biggest issues here. So what do we do next, right? We have to protect these mosques, right? So all these, doesn't matter where we are, in Canada, U.S., wherever, England, wherever, everyone needs to kind of do their part and protect it, because you never know what could happen.
Because there's people now that aren't going to go to their religious sacred places, because you know, your mom might go there and you might be at work and you get a call that, hey, like, she was just there praying, you know, for our well-being and your family's well-being. And all of a sudden, and this happened to 50 people today, your mom, your dad, your son's gone because of some dude that, you know, no one knows the motive, any motive, nothing passes for a motive. There's no explanation, right? Imagine that. Imagine you getting that call. You're like, I don't think if I got that call and it was those circumstances, obviously there's things that happen in daily life, right? Like, say someone's stupid and they're driving and drinking and driving, or, you know, they're overdose, or, you know, have problems with their health or whatever. But like, if that was a situation that happened today and that happened to me, I don't think I could live, man. I'll be honest with you. So I don't know how people, I can't even put myself in their shoes, right? Yep. So it's that killed me today. So that's, you know, sorry to start it off on a somber note, but we had to touch on it, had to shed some light on it, which I hate to do, because sometimes it does, you know, give the person doing it some credibility and stuff. But, you know, if we don't talk about it, then you're being silent about it, right? So
if there's one thing I could say for all of our subscribers, tell all your friends and everyone, make sure you guys are educated when it comes to situations like this. I think a lot of people tend to...
Make sure you have an open mind.
Have an open mind of how the world works. The world... A lot of people get confused and think the world revolves around them, and it doesn't. You know, religion, you have to accept all religious
aspects, right? That's a big thing that you said right there, because I used to be very, like, I'd be like, I'd always think about myself, like, oh, if, you know, if I go to this public place, or, you know, if I order this, or, you know, if I'm here and I say this, people might think of me in a different way. Like, you very much think that what you go and do, people are watching. But the more and more I've kind of grown about it is, no one gives a fuck, man. Like,
no.
Like if you're eating crazy, you know, if you love to eat and you're eating and you're overeating, or you love drinking or whatever, mm-hmm. that's just you, man. Like, no one else really, like, it might be a joke here and there, but no one really cares, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you really have to make it a situation where the world doesn't revolve around you. Every single other person is literally the same as you. So that's a big point. That's actually been something I've been thinking about actually a lot since I heard that. So.
One of the big things, again, just like what you said, be like, always do what you feel you want to do in life. It could be anything. It could be, but one thing I would highly recommend is have an open mind, and that comes to respecting other religions, right? I think that's one key thing that not many people do, man. And I feel like some people think that their religion is more superior than someone else's. People trying to convert other people to different religions. When you're trying to do that, what makes you that person, right? People have been brought up so differently. And I feel like we need to start educating our, you know, if you have little ones, educate them.
And
you
have to do
family.
It. You got to do it now, man. You can't wait.
Now's
you can't
the
wait
perfect
months.
Time.
You can't wait weeks, years. You can't even wait days. You got to figure out a plan and do it now, because, like, that's the only way, or else this stuff's going to keep coming up over and over and over. And, you know, we're not acting like we have the biggest voice in the world here, because we don't, right? We just said we don't. We're all individual people. But if we don't start doing it as communities and people, you know, as individuals, it's never... shit all is not going to change. Like, you could sit here and be like, oh, we have to change this, we have to change that.
Yep.
But if you're waiting days, weeks, months, nothing's happening. And
everything starts with you.
Trust me, a month after today, there's going to be another one of these, and we're going to be talking about it again, and nothing's going to happen again, right? Because people go among their own lives, and they're the centerpiece, and that's it.
Well, I think the biggest thing there that you guys both have kind of hit on is just exposure. Like, you're talking about respecting other cultures there, Nick, and you're talking about getting educated and started the education now. I think the biggest thing is just getting exposed to other cultures. And like you said, go in with an open mind, where now you can start to see, you can see different types of families in a community, or you can see them at school and actually go and interact with them. Like, back in my day, visible minorities in just like a school setting, like, I was probably one of the only ones in, I think there was like three or four of us in like my junior high and high school at the time. And nowadays, you can see a whole bunch more of other cultures. And I think just the exposure to that will help in the long run if you go in with an open mind, mm-hmm. right? So, I mean, there's that side of things. So, and you're right. It's a bit of a somber topic to start off with, but it's one that we have to do. And it's one of the things that we don't do often here on Thirst World Problems, but it's one of those things that, I mean, I just can't see us, obviously, listeners, but I think that's one of the things that we're kind of also have a responsibility to do from time to time, is tackle some of those issues.
Like, growing up, like, you know, growing up was a little bit different. I feel like in my family, it's kind of accustomed to what it is now, but I feel like my situation was kind of ahead of its curve, you know. Having, you know, I have a Punjabi name, but no one uses that name. They just, you go by Nick, and I've grown up with Nick, right? And just even in school and stuff like that, just learning things. So, like, I never got told, hey, understand your own culture and things like that. It's just, you're just in it kind of thing. And I never understood, and I was too small for it, right, at the same time. But I never got pushed for it. But growing up, you kind of pick it up and learning, hey, you know what, this is, something's going on here. And so older you get, the more I started understanding and educating myself about my own culture. And, you know, now when I travel, like I get invited to all these places, like mosques, churches. I get invited to all, man. And yeah, you may feel like, you know, this is not your backyard, but at the same time, you're educating yourself. And I think that's one key thing. You realize that, you know, there may be some situations where you can understand and help someone else, whoever is in that same situation, right? And I feel like, you know, again, in the end of the day, we all have to respect everyone's religion. No one's better than anybody. But one thing we need to figure out is how are we going to, you know, eliminate this crazy situation where people can just randomly, you know, go into places, holy places, and just shoot up and, you know, and no one's going to do anything about it. How do you feel safe? And that's kind of the scary part, right? So to everyone there, please, you know, educate yourself, educate your family, educate your loved ones, make them understand. Don't just go out by hate all these guys, you know, deserved anything.
And I think just another point, because this definitely deserves a little bit of an extended talk, is that, you know, when we say this, or, you know, where you look anywhere and look something up in terms of positivity and stuff, is like, you don't have to be, you know, people are different. Not every single person is going to go out there and be like, oh, I want to learn this religion, this one and this one. I just want to keep going so I know everything, so everyone's equal and this. There's people like that, but the people are different. You, like, if say you're an introvert and you don't care about what the Muslim religion has or Sikh faith has or Christians do, or you just don't give a fuck, that's fine, man. That's who you are as a person. But there can't be hatred spewing off of that, right? Like, if I want to know nothing about a certain religion or culture, that's fine. But you can't put yourself so above that, you know, you would ever even support something like that, is kind of what I'm saying. Like, and that comes back to the open mind thing. Have an open mind, but no one's telling you to buy a textbook on every religion in the world and be a, you know, have a PhD in it. So
what stuck out to you this week?
Honestly, I had a lot of thought, actually. I guess next week I'm not going to be here. Going away for my birthday. Gotta throw that out there. Always gotta talk about my birthday. But
always gotta talk about you mean.
Always gotta talk about me, man. But I did a lot of reflecting. So I did, I didn't tell anybody this, but I saved it for this podcast. I guess it's been a month, not even a month yet, maybe a few weeks ago. I went to Toronto, I did a gig, and it didn't do so well. And that kind of bugged me. And I, like, maybe for like the 2 weeks, I kind of said, you know what, I kind of quit. I didn't tell anyone about it. I just kind of let it be, let it sit there. I know you guys mentioned, hey, what's going on? And kind of bothered me, because in my head, I'm thinking, you know what, I don't want to do it anymore. But I had a long talk with myself. I literally went for a very, very long drive. And I had
I thought you were going to say walk.
No, I don't walk, bro. And had a long talk about myself, and I always just try to figure out the pros and cons. And when someone who's very close to me, I talked to them, and they kind of said, why are you just stopping after you put so much work in? Just take a step back and you know, focus on it. So I honestly thought about quitting this year, and but now I'm not. So I literally grabbed my book and I threw it in the garbage, and I just got another book. And as of Monday, actually, no, I'm not going to do it Monday. I'm going to give myself a break. The day I leave, which is the 21st, no, the 23rd, which is my birthday, while I'm on vacation on a beach, I will be writing while I'm drinking. So I'm going to be writing new material. I'm going to be focusing on that. And I think we should do something a little bit special. I think we all should get on stage and do something. If we all help each other and write. I think that'll be pretty fun. If we have it pre-written.
We got to test it 100 times over.
What do you think of that?
I think you're the stand-up comic, so I'm going to leave the stand-up comedy to you.
Well, let's all work together. I'll help you out, obviously.
But I
think it'd be fun.
Okay, let's start smaller then, okay? Let's do some baby steps here.
Okay.
So why don't we do some writing, or we prepare a joke for a segment here on Thirst World, and then we'll perform it on air.
No, we gotta do the classic way, man. We gotta go in open mic, try it out, see what happens. If not, cool. Well,
that sounds absolutely terrifying.
Let's do it.
Absolutely terrifying.
We in? B, you in?
That's fucking scary, man.
You in?
Listen, there's
if we test it on 10 people and yeah. get their reactions.
Okay, let's do it.
If they're all 10 out of 10 laughing
yeah.
on the ground, then yeah.
Okay, we'll make it happen. You in?
Man, I'm in for doing a much smaller private intimate affair.
Fine, smaller private intimate affair.
I wouldn't mind doing
a challenge. I can't believe you use the word intimate. That's just weird. But all right.
I wouldn't mind doing like a low key.
Sure.
We have an event here.
Okay, let's do it.
Bring people into the studio and perform our jokes.
Sure, let's do it.
All right, I'm okay, down for done. That.
So anyways, in while I'm on my trip, I'm going to be focusing on that. Kind of getting a clear mindset. My goal is to do all new stuff. I'm going to be going to LA in September.
Nice.
And I kept all my contacts, so I'm going to be focusing on that. And, that's the goal right now.
I feel like we just walked into a buzzsaw where he didn't actually throw his book out. Like, he's got his book prepared. He's been working hard on his jokes.
Got his whole book.
This whole time.
I threw it out.
And now he's just like, oh, hey, guys. He just wants us to
the comeback tour.
Exactly, right?
There's no comeback.
Wants us to go in there, get slaughtered.
There's no comeback.
Get slaughtered.
There's no comeback when nobody knows that you already.
That you never left. And for me, the thing that stood out this week, and I don't know if you guys saw that. I meant to send it in the group chat, but I see it's still in the send file there. Did you guys see the... I hate reboots, first of all. I hate reboots. I'm tired of them. They keep doing all these old reboots. I just want people to start making some new stuff. Then I got sent this thing.
What do you mean reboot? Like the same show over? Like the same show? Like
Fuller House instead of Full House.
Oh, yeah.
Making a new movie that's really just an old movie.
Like Kazam 2.
Can I stop you for a second here?
You can't stop me when I say Kazam.
You gotta let me finish my thought.
No, I'm always stopping you. So Full House, you know that Aunt Becky? Did you hear about that?
Yeah, we're gonna get into that later in the episode.
Oh, okay.
That's why I told you not to stop me.
I love
just Aunt Becky.
I love stopping people. Just
there were so many. That's right. You do love stopping people, but we need to keep the flow of this going.
So you know when someone talks and you're just like.
You stop and you just end
offense,
up with a
okay,
joke.
No, Bell, no offense to you, but like, let's say it's just someone that you randomly know and they're just talking and you're like, okay, you know what? Like, and you just kind of talk about a different subject. You're just like, you know what? I don't really give a shit about this. I'm going to talk about something else, man. I need something to talk about that I care about. You know what I mean? Not saying that.
I know what you mean because you do it all the time. I know what you mean. I don't even remember where I left
off. I like throwing you off. I feel like I need to challenge you every time.
You need to challenge me every time.
Because if you keep it so...
You just want it to be chaos is what
if
you want.
If you keep it so single highway road, it's boring.
Single highway road.
I need to give you I need to give you like a fucking construction roadblock.
Just a road, man.
I need to make you signal left, you know what I mean? Get you fucked up.
What's that road in San Francisco, the curviest road? Is that it or the hilliest?
Santana Road, next.
Yeah. Oh, this guy knows everything.
Okay, what were you saying?
I hate reboots. Hate them. Tired of them.
Yep.
Whenever anyone brings up a reboot, I always curse it down. But I got sent this thing this week, and it's the craziest, most interesting thing I've seen in a while.
Dragon Ball Z?
And it's a reboot.
Dragon Ball Z?
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air reboot. It's... Mm-hmm. Did you guys see this?
You can't.
How are you even going to...
I know you're going to say that, and that's exactly what I said.
You can't put lightning in a bottle twice.
Oh, that's what you think.
You can't even put it in once.
I'm sending you the trailer.
Triple H can.
Sending you the trailer. Take a look at the trailer. So basically what it is.
Is it a comedy? Okay, it's not a comedy.
Depends how you look at
it. No, I just looked at your reaction.
They can't see my reactions. So you got to explain that
It's reaction. Not a comedy.
Okay.
Is it a comedy?
Depends how you look at it.
Is it a comedy?
For me, it's a comedy.
How is it for you? It's a comedy.
For B, B would probably cry a few tears during it.
What?
You'd be somewhere in the middle. It's a gritty remake of
This is legit?
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. No, it's not legit. It's like one of those.
Oh, like, it's like a cover band.
Yeah, like what if kind of things,
oh,
right?
Oh, God.
So, and you can see it. It's on the BuzzFeed there. I'll put the link in the show description. But it's just super gritty. It's like if what would happen if Fresh Prince of Bel-Air happened in 2019, right? So they're talking about like, you know, how he has the fight outside of the playground and it's all like jokingly done.
Yeah,
in,
it'd be Meek Mill.
Well, that's exactly what this whole
really?
Thing was, right?
No way!
So these guys, like Will's,
what?
Will's a hooper, right? So he's playing out at exactly like what happens in the show, except he throws a ball and it hits like a gang member. There's a big fight, big brawl breaks out. Cops come. They find a gun in Will's.
Does he spin him in a helicopter?
That's what I'm telling you. That doesn't happen that way. He cuts him up with a chainsaw, though. But then what he find? The cops come, crash there, find a gun in Will's bag.
Oh, shit.
So, like, his mom's giving him this lecture, like, worried about gang retaliation, all this stuff. So, they ship him off to Bel Air. And it's just one of those weird things where, like, you have, like, the rich kid, poor kid dynamic. And it's just, like I said, it's just super gritty and kind of, like, dark. But, like, it still has, like, that comedy aspect in it simply because you know what they're spoofing, right? So, it's pretty interesting.
Seems like you like this more than the original, man. Fuck.
It's one of the nicest takes I've seen for a reboot, like a interpretation of
really?
What this would be.
Wow, I thought this was a joke from the start.
Well, you know, like when the Dark Knight hit, and everyone's like, oh, they remember like the cartoony like Batmans from like the 80s where like Jack Nicholson's like dancing and doing all this stupid shit, right? And then you bring out like the Dark Knight and it's just super dark, super gritty, and people are like, whoa, like this is some serious stuff. That's the same feeling I got when I was watching this
wow.
trailer. So
holy shit.
You guys got to check it out. And I'm going to
send it to
you. Trailer?
So you didn't fucking watch it all?
No, there's no episodes.
Oh, okay. I was like, I thought you just watched the trailer. Just
man, if there was, I would be binging that right now, man. No, it looks interesting. And it's something I wish they would actually go and do.
Well, you caught my attention at Meek Mill.
Well, yeah, they're all wearing, because it's around that time, they're all wearing like Free Meek
I have
hoodies.
A Free Meek tank.
Really?
You shouldn't
yeah,
wear that.
I have one. Why?
You taking that to the beach?
You know it, bro. Did you know what March 14th is?
No clue.
In Philly. Man. Just a little fun fact.
Meek
March 14th. Do you know what that is?
No, hit me, man.
Meek Mill Day.
What? Is it a day off? It's not a day off.
It's always a day
I
off.
I don't know where this started. Like, Nick used to never like Meek Mill or any new
or
artists.
Or the Jets,
stuff.
Remember? Like, that's what this guy's all about.
Bandwagon, man. Anything new, he never liked it, but... Like, I could legitimately say his favorite artist right now is Meek Mill.
I love Meek Mill.
What happened to Pusha T?
He likes Pusha T, too. He actually asked me to go to a Pusha T concert.
There you go.
I did.
Yeah. And but he likes...
For the record, I got denied.
He likes Pusha T, but Meek, he loves Meek. Like,
I think
Meek
just went
crazy.
I don't care. I don't know what it is,
he's
man.
He's Philadelphia in there.
It's just... I don't know what it is. It's just the combination of, like, the beat... That the production, as well as just the hypeness over his flow.
He's always
I mean?
Kind of hype, even if it's a sad or
yeah,
like, exciting song.
It's just something that's just like you're like man, like just gets you in that mood. You know what I mean?
Makes you feel happy. This guy says.
I think some people just like.
Would you go to a Meek concert if he was here?
Man, I'd fucking go anywhere with a Meek.
You get that VIP or what?
What's the most you'd pay to go to a Meek concert?
You mean what's the most I've ever paid? What's the most I've paid?
No, what's the most you would pay to go to?
This guy wants to flex on what he's the most like, he's ever paid. He's like,
yeah,
10
right?
grand.
Yes, yeah, you guys want to check on my bank?
Like 10 grand.
I'm in my own fire
because last week we said we wouldn't pay $50 to see Obama, so how much are you going to pay to see Meek?
I'd pay like $3 to see Meek.
Yeah.
If I had to.
Yeah, oh yeah, no problem.
Yeah. All right, there you go.
Because I've never seen him. If I've seen him before, I probably wouldn't pay even close to that.
I'd pay $5 to see Triple H.
No, fuck
and that. You wouldn't pay $50 to see Obama. Just the dirtiest man. Fuck off. Boys, this week has been crazy in the sports world. Crazy in the sports world. We're going to get into it. What I want to start with right now, though, because we talked about trash talk last week. We talked about fake tough guys.
I really want to cut you off right now.
You always do. You always do. I had someone ask me today about how I felt. So I wanted to see how you guys felt. About Wessel Westbrook.
Wessel Wawawa.
You don't like my Scooby-Doo impersonation?
Are you like the Utah Jazz fan or something?
Yeah.
You have a lisp against W's?
Wow. These guys just out here making fun of my wish.
One mistake, we'll fucking put you in the dirt, man. Let's put it that way.
Put you in the... Isn't that what Russell Westbrook...
I'll put you in the motherfucking
Russell
dirt.
Westbrook?
That's it. That said that he was going to do that.
Listen here, boy.
Listen here, little Westbrook.
So, funny story about this. No, I shouldn't say funny.
Funny story. That's a weird way to talk about this.
I should say interesting
topic.
Story. Interesting story.
Funny story about racism.
Interesting story about this. They actually banned a second guy.
Yeah. They're going back, like, just finding, like, they're finding everyone because, like, they're choked. Like, that.
Well, the owner came out and spoke.
I know Utah. I know Utah is very, very.
That's all they have, man.
It's a racist city. Right,
that's what
you
no,
can't
that's
say that
not
about the
what,
whole city.
100%.
That's not what
the
Mitchell and
the
Gobert was.
It's a racist city, but
Mitchell and Gobert said that doesn't represent the city.
They have to say stuff like that.
You can't just say the whole city.
They're the only two brothers
racist.
In the city, man.
Dead air.
Why is it dead air? They're the only two brothers in the city.
They're probably not the only two brothers on that team. You're a Utah fan.
Yeah, definitely not.
Yeah, but. Okay, obviously there's racism everywhere, but Utah is known to be very ruthless when it comes to guys that are not on their team.
I thought Utah was known for being for polygamy.
There's so many. It's a Mennonite place, man.
State of many wives.
Yeah.
But Mennonite doesn't mean racism.
No.
We've got a lot of Mennonites here in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
There's numerous stories from athletes, when they go to Utah, they even say it's one of the worst places to play.
You get heckled like crazy.
I thought that
you
was Boston.
You get heckled by crazy, but not in a way that, you know, typical sports fans are. Don't get me wrong. Nowadays, sports fans, they do go out of their... They go too extreme when it comes to the games. But they have... There's been times where Utah has gone beyond the extreme.
I think it was just an idiot that just crossed the line just as this individual.
Well, two of them, I guess, right?
Well, his wife, I think the guy's wife was part of it too, right?
And that's the only objection I had was Russell, I guess, kind of threatened them both and kind of threatened, I guess, the wife as well kind of thing.
When I first saw that and the way Westbrook was talking, I was like, hey, man, this guy's – there goes our playoffs, man. Like, this guy could maybe get heavy suspension the way he's dealing it. But hearing it later on, what happened, you go, okay, like, what's the real story here? And then other players were bringing it up, you know, and other players and even players from outside the NBA were talking about it. And, you know, it's a serious thing. People do have NBA players are humans too, man. You know, like I know when they say, you know, it's crowded area. Everyone's booing you. Can you handle the pressure? We're human, man. Like, you know, we try to be programmed to be this certain thing. But in the end of the day, when you're talking about someone's family like that, man, like, is that really necessary? You know what I mean? What justification do you get out of that?
Well, that's the thing, and the answer is none. And what I liked about it was simply the fact that we talked about this kind of on the show last week. We're talking about, like, just trash talk or dirty acts in, like, rec sports and shit. So now you want to extend that to a guy like Russell Westbrook, who can definitely lay a hurt on someone. And the only thing that you're doing is you're trying to degrade a man to a point where the only recourse is for him to get up in your face or to put his hands on you. So those two things make no sense. Either way, like, why would you want him to put his hands on you? Like, why are you trying to provoke him to the point where that could happen?
Trying to get that lawsuit going.
Right? Is it, though? Or, like, you think they're conscious enough of something like that? And then, even if they are... then it's fine if he's sitting back there yelling and trash-talking the fans. Like, I don't understand that aspect of it. If the security's not doing their job, and they're not doing their job in part because the NBA is kind of set up in a way where fans have super close access to these players, but if I'm walking down the street and some guy yells shit to me, I should be able to yell shit back to him.
Okay, man, like, okay, think about this. This has been going on for years in soccer. It's still going on. People, racial slurs to colored athletes all the time.
targeting majority of it to black athletes, right? Look at, think about PK Subban, man. How much shit this guy must get when he plays, you know, if it's in the playoffs. How many people shit on him?
Well, at least in those other sports, it's removed, right? Like, you don't have fans in those other sports being 6 inches away from a guy. Like, last week, or I guess 2 weeks ago, we saw the kid reaching out and touching Westbrook, right? Like, that's insane to think that fans still have that much of an access to these players when we just keep seeing crazy things happen in the news all the time. Like, you have to remove the players at least a some distance, right, a safe distance away from these if you don't want it to go the other way. And the other part of it is, what is the limit that someone can say to someone before it becomes an issue?
Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like some of these fans, people in general, feel like they're untouchable.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, James Dolan told him different.
Yeah, like
they used to have that problem in Indiana, and what happened? They let Jermaine O'Neal go up in there. Indiana settled down.
Honestly, I'm not gonna lie.
What? What'd you say?
When they went into the stands, they were on our test. Jermaine O'Neal, they had all that.
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie. I probably watch that video once a month.
What?
The whole
Malice in the Palace.
Yeah, I watched that video.
I actually watched that live.
Me too.
Fun fact.
Yeah, but you're asking for that to happen again if you're not dealing with these fans.
But Jermaine O'Neal connecting to that guy, I swear to God, it was like his arms were like Dalsum from Street Fighter, just extending, man.
The extendo clip.
Yeah, so this guy was probably like half court. Jermaine O'Neal was probably at the free throw line. This guy just connected with him all the way there. So you see this long arm just reaching out.
So many accessories
on him. All these armbands and wristbands. Just fucking hitting your jaw.
Say Mr. Fantastic from the Marvel.
Yeah.
Fantastic Four.
Fantastic.
Just 30 pacers, like headbands on his fucking bicep.
Think about someone like Ben Wallace trying to fight you. This fucking jacked motherfucker, man.
Oh, he clocked
I would shit myself.
No, I'd be scared of Rashid, man. Fighting Rashid would be fucking crazy.
See, that's the thing. That's what the fans should kind of embrace, is sensibility. Like, yeah, okay, I told that guy to shut up. Okay, nothing should happen from that. Oh, I told that guy that, like, him and his whole family should die or something. Yeah. Okay, well, expect what you're going to get then. Or I threw a drink at someone. So now this guy had enough balls to throw a drink at someone and expected to walk out of that situation being like, yeah, well, it's all good. Like, I can do that kind of shit to human beings.
I just don't get it. Listen, like, being a sports fan is great, you know, the whole adrenaline gets intense, but the fact that you're just going, man, I want to fucking kill this guy. This guy, I hate this guy so much. What do you hate about this guy? That the fact that he's just beating your team, or like, why do you hate, like, you know what I mean? Like, I think people need to kind of take a step back, or especially these hardcore extremist fans.
Yeah.
You know, we did so good yesterday. No, motherfucker, you don't play on that team.
I think it is like they've had like a couple in the past couple of years, they've had some pretty heated like playoff rivalries and stuff. So like that kind of culminate that plus a random fan that just gets like a fucking ticket and like he's literally racist.
I think
just in the crowd is yelling this stuff. Like it's not like, oh, the Utah Jazz crowd is just like sees Westbrook and they're throwing at like the N-word or like,
right.
Just not like that, because if that was happening, every fan would get escorted out and no one around them would even settle for that, right?
Like,
but this one guy was like, maybe he was new there or maybe a couple games, who knows, right? But it just seems like he just thought he could do whatever or something, and he's done for life now.
Like think about this, like the time that when LeBron left to go to Miami, and he came back for the first time as a Miami Heat.
Even that didn't spark that.
They're like, well, they were just like, we have heavy security just in case. What do you mean just in case? This is just a fucking basketball player, man. What does this guy have done to you that ruined your life? You know what I mean? Like, he ruined your life because you went to go play on a different team.
You went to go make some more money. And
yeah.
Like,
you know,
well,
what I mean?
LeBron's probably a better case for something like that happening because of him leaving. And like, you said it like a couple weeks ago, right? When LeBron leaves, the economy of Cleveland, especially around the arena, is just going to drop. Westbrook, like you said, he's just playing a game. Like, there's no connection. He's on another team.
Right.
He didn't betray you.
Right.
Like, there's nothing that he did there besides just play ball and have a scowl on his face. Like, That's nothing that you could be upset about. That's nothing for you to introduce any kind of racism or threats towards that person.
Well, I think in the end, that's where we talked about earlier today in this episode of opening your mind. And, you know, some people, even comes to sports, man, just like, relax, man. It's just a basketball game. You know what I mean? You could be intense. You'd be like, you know, get into it. End of the day, one team wins, one team loses, unless it's hockey somehow. So, but like, that happens, right? And, you know, people need to relax. And there's a lot of extremists when it comes to sports. And a guy like that, probably a low income guy, lack of education.
Well, he had nice seats. So
low income, lack of education.
Those seats can't be lack of
education. Lack of any hair product.
But lack of many hair products. Poor choice in life.
Well, speaking of poor choices and like lack of education, what the hell are the New York Giants doing?
I don't know, man.
What are they doing?
First of all, I had so much hope that either we were going to get, I shouldn't say, oh, I'm one of those guys. The 49ers, I'm a big 49ers fan. So I was hoping we either got AB or Odell Beckham. But we got neither. And I'm a little upset about
you
that.
Want a little extra knife twist?
Please do. George Kittle.
Yeah, we got Le'Veon Bell, right before he signed with the Jets. Close to signing with the 49ers.
They wouldn't give him the money, though.
I wouldn't give him the money either, man.
So you got no one then. Unless you like Tevin Coleman. So
that's
49ers have Coleman.
It's not a bad signing.
They
got three pretty good running backs.
But I don't know. Is it that much of an upgrade from Carlos Hyde? We had Carlos Hyde a couple years ago.
But Carlos Hyde didn't do that great.
Oh, he was doing.
He was pretty good.
Yeah,
he was pretty good in his
He was okay, man.
He was
so what are you expecting big things from Coleman?
No, but.
Yeah, I would have kept Hyde. I'd rather have Hyde over Coleman right now. Hopefully Coleman takes off.
I just wish Jimmy G just had someone good to throw to, that's all.
Well, yeah, you needed to get a solid receiver in, and doesn't look like we're going to get a middle-tier receiver.
The receivers aren't.
Looks like Bell, I'll meet you at the draft again.
Yeah, I'll be pretty much where the 49ers have been perpetually.
But I don't know what the fuck the Giants are doing, like, 5 days before the trade, the owner was like, "Yeah, we didn't sign this guy to the biggest wide receiver contract ever to trade him."
Yeah,
and
oh, that's
5 days
there,
later,
the
no warning, no nothing, just out of nowhere moved him. Right, like how this year's a scratch, man. They're gonna give Saquon like 600-700 carries. And it's going to be a 10-man box. Everyone knows they're running the ball every single time. Eli Manning's throwing the fucking ball. Like, what are you doing, man?
They're going to use up Saquon, too, and he's going to be done because he's going to have to carry that team now.
He can't, man. Or he could, but.
And he's going to get, like you said, running into, like, 10-man box all the time, and he's going to just get banged up. The same reason Le'Veon Bell didn't want to play this year. He's going to, like you said, he's going to have, like, 600 carries.
Because they know he's just a rental. He's done after this year. They're just going to keep giving it to him, give it to him. Fucking keep getting hit how many times you want. You're not here next year, right?
How do you trade away the most talented receiver in the league? What do you expect to get? When do you expect to have another receiver like that?
Man, like, I think one thing that a lot of people are saying is how big of a diva Antonio Brown is, you know, didn't just care, just worries about himself. But what about all the years that this guy put the team on his back, man?
He's in the last six seasons, he's had the most, like, he's had the most impressive six season stretch of any receiver in the history ever of
right.
football.
And, you know, the
so,
fact
like,
that people
like
can
it's not like he
say,
hasn't done anything.
Exactly. And the fact that, like, you're letting one of the best
for a third round pick and a fifth round
pick.
Yeah,
man,
that's what they fucking traded him for.
Yeah, but
and
he
had
he
had no guaranteed money. Pittsburgh already paid him his guaranteed money. So if they didn't trade him, the only way he's getting paid is base salary and incentives. There's no guarantees.
But Brown literally fucked that team up.
He finessed the Steelers like
because
crazy.
He literally reduced his value for the Steelers to get next to nothing.
Yeah.
That's
so they
it.
Got so he in his first 2 years he got like 18-19 million, and the last three, like in the NFL, you have to play for it's all incentives, catch base, touchdowns, whatever. That's how you make the rest. So he had no guaranteed money left. devalued his trade value, got traded to the Raiders. Steelers didn't get shit all. They lose their best. They lose the best running back and the best wide receiver in the league. And then Oakland gives him another $30 million up front. He literally made $30 million by devaluing himself. That's it.
Yeah, by being on Instagram and Twitter and making a headache for his organization. The other thing that you guys didn't even mention there is Steelers still take a $21 million cap hit.
Yep.
So they're still paying for a receiver they don't even have.
I don't know why they traded him. Like, how could you not get what they got for Odell?
Even that, I don't understand how you make that deal. Like, they got some, I'm not going to call it a good return. They trade, they're not going to ever have a receiver the quality of Odell Beckham. That doesn't happen. They don't come along that often. And they traded him away. And they, like, what are they, what is, what's the plan there in New York?
There isn't. It's full rebuild, man.
Like, how can anyone be happy with anything that happens?
The rumors are is because they're picking number 6, right? So, like, they wanted a quarterback. So the rumor is that they're going to package the first round, the sixth pick, and the 17th pick they got back from the Browns and package that to move up in the draft because those two quarterbacks are projected to go before their pick. So if they don't get a quarterback, they're going to have a 40-year-old year like Eli Manning, not this year, but the year after that.
Okay.
But that's not enough, man. You think a 6th and a 17th pick in the first round is enough to get a top 3? No way.
Who was he throwing to?
It wasn't even enough when they had what they had this year. You know what I mean? Like,
see, I'm thinking if you're going to go for a quarterback, then you can get a slightly lower pick, and now he's throwing to a once-in-a-generation talent, right? Like, you had a generational talent that you're throwing to. Or you're going to get a top-tier quarterback and have no one to throw to, and Saquon is run down now. He's got no tread left on the tires. Man, I don't know. Giants are hurting.
Or you just try to get those jersey sales, man, especially in New York, and you just get a cap, man.
Fucking New York. Like, all New York teams are just like, I feel like they're just cursed, man.
Not the Jets, baby. They just signed Le'Veon Bell. Maybe he can play still.
You know what it is about New York? It's not about the performance, man.
It's that media.
It's just that atmosphere you go to. That's it.
If that was true, then you keep Beckham and you turn it into a circus like Jerry Jones would have done.
Look at the
Jerry
Knicks,
Jones would have made that place go crazy.
Man, Knicks, Belichick wanted Odell too, eh? He tried to trade for him.
That's the only thing I'm glad about is they didn't trade him to the fucking Patriots.
The Knicks, I don't know, I'm going off topic here, but the Knicks, losing season every year, second highest value team.
They got to be number one, no?
No, I think
Cowboys.
I think Cowboys are number one.
Cowboys are number one, yeah.
That doesn't include any of those, like, soccer.
Yeah, we're not including soccer. But, yeah, like, how crazy is that? A losing franchise. When's the last time they made the playoffs? Like, 10 years ago? They're still making money,
in, like,
man. Still making money.
Or something with
that just shows to you something, right?
That's the biggest market in the world, eh?
Because you need to realize some owners, it's not about winning for them. It's about how much value they can make out of it. So they're not paying. They're not getting top stars or going over the salary cap.
Well, yeah, one thing I was wondering is, like, how does a team even make more if a team goes, like, 500, for example, and they make the playoffs, like, and it's New York, specifically New York. What fucking incentive is there to, like, if I win the NBA championship, like, does for some reason the team get, like, more money? Or, like, is it just because they won? Comes with it?
The further you go in playoffs, right? So you get the...
Yeah, but it might be, like, $100,000 here or something. Not, like, fucking $30
million. No, they were saying for Golden State, they were saying that, like, on those playoff runs that they have, basically paid all the luxury tax that they were over. Okay, so you get the gate there. Then you get, like, a little bit of extra kickback for TV and the endorsements and then just...
Yeah, I guess you get more games sold out, too.
Right, and now you're selling championship T-shirts, championship hats. Like, so, and jersey sales and all that stuff is going to go up based on...
Like, if you're selling out an 18,000-person arena for, I don't know, conference finals, at least $350 a ticket. That's...
More than that.
$500 a ticket. You could get in the building with probably $400, $500. Mm. So, like, yeah, I guess that's, like, fucking
right? So
it's
I mean,
that's like 8-9 mil, eh?
Yeah, it's not a crazy like bonus that you're getting from that, but it's enough to kind of balance that and then go after a bigger free agent, right? Or add an extra year onto someone, or trade away your best player. Like I've never seen that. That seems so fucking stupid.
Like if the Knicks made the playoffs and they were really, let's say they're a fourth seed team, they would probably double their profit of what they're doing. Dolan would be racking it in, but he doesn't give a shit, man. He's
Dolan's
like,
so stupid, bro.
Dumb, yeah.
He's so.
You know
dumb.
What?
Sell the team. He fucking bans the fan. It's not even. It's not that I was like, "Oh fuck you, you fucking, you fucking stupid."
Yeah, yeah.
He didn't even swear. He was like, "Dolan, sell the team." Dolan comes like, "Get him out of here." And then there was
hold
so
him for
much.
Kevin.
And then there was so much criticism too. Like, oh, like he shouldn't do this. He shouldn't do that. 2-3 days pass. He delivers the fucking ban. It's not even like he heard the media and he was like, you know, like, maybe I shouldn't do this. This is kind of stupid after watching the video. Like, after you watch the video, it's like, man, this is a fan interacting. He paid to get in. He could interact with, like, figures in the arena. He still lays the bat a couple days later.
But,
that's
what? But that's the thing when you're untouchable, right? Quote,
that's,
unquote, untouchable.
That's exactly it.
You don't give a fuck what people think. People don't even read the media, man.
That means he's, like, that means inside he's, like, hurt, man.
Yeah.
If that can affect it to the point where
you know what?
Like,
but that's like Nick said. So fuck that guy. So I own this place or I own this team and I'm walking to get a hot dog or whatever. And someone's like, fuck, I hate hot dogs. He's like, oh, you hate hot dogs? Why don't you go eat a burger at your own house then? Get out of here. Like, yeah, just get the fuck out of here.
I was actually wondering that too. Like, how do you fucking ban someone like that? Like, because if I buy a ticket.
If I see your face in here,
I'm tossing you,
right?
It's only face-wise. Like, say this guy never shows up for 3 years. And then he comes. What are the odds that security's going to know he's there? It's not like it's like a...
You can try to sneak in, but you risk getting caught. Like, you sneak in after paying the Knicks finally make the playoffs. You buy a $500 ticket. You sneak in. And, like, fucking Carla's walking by. He's like, hey, I remember you.
Why don't you just grow a beard? A thick one.
Not everyone can. But, I mean, I've got no problem with Dolan doing it from the perspective of... Yeah, if you're going to tolerate, if you don't want to tolerate something, like, go ahead. His whole thing is, you know what? I think I'm still going to sell out. Like, they're not always going to be like, if the arena fits 18,000 or whatever, and they're not always going to be like just one guy short where they could never sell out because he banned that one fan. Like, and no one else is going to stick up for that guy either. No one's like, hey, you know what? We need to start a boycott to make sure no one goes to Knick games.
Do they sell
that
out
guy
all the time?
Yeah.
Does
I think
MSG
they still,
sell out like every
I think
game?
They still sell out even
lower,
that
the lower
terrible,
bowl they do.
Right?
Not the upper bowl.
Really?
They don't sell out the
Are
arena?
You sure those tickets aren't sold out though, man? You're telling me those tickets
like
up
corporate
there.
Corporate ones?
Yeah,
like,
you're telling me they're not
up.
Sold to people that just aren't showing up? They gotta be sold.
Oh yeah,
New York City.
They're probably some sold.
So,
yeah, absolutely.
So like those like what I'm saying
I'm
is
I'm not saying they're sold out though. Games are not sold out.
I don't know, man. I think that those games are sold out. People just don't show up because they're shitty. Think about the money in New York where it's like, yeah, I'll fucking drop 40 G's for season tickets. Oh, they're doing shitty. I'm not showing up. Like, people have that kind of money there.
I don't think everyone has season tickets, bro.
But I'm saying those empty like seats, I'm saying those empty seats a lot of the time are tickets that people just aren't showing up because they're shitty. But people have, they're bought seats though.
Okay, I have a question for you guys. Would you guys ever get season tickets if you're in the nosebleeds?
No. Would I get season tickets in the nosebleeds for NBA?
In anything in general?
I might do it for hockey.
Really?
I would do it for hockey, depending on what the...
I couldn't do it.
If my love of hockey was like my love of like football and basketball, I'd probably...
I couldn't do it.
Why?
I'd rather just watch it at home then.
The funny thing with that is your main thing with not... Getting that isn't that you can't see, is that when you take a picture or you take that Snapchat out?
When you take that Instagram, you're like, yo, where the fuck are you, right?
That's
on
it.
The roof.
You
or
don't
what?
Care. You're not saying anything that you can't see it or it's not dope that you're there with the atmosphere and a beer or something. You just
it's
if
embarrassing.
You take a Snapchat out, that's what's deterring you. Yeah. Right? That's fucking
your
crazy.
Love is gonna get roasted.
That is the main thing. That's the main reason you asked that.
You beat me to
nothing
it.
Else,
you beat
man.
Me to it. Go into the little mailbag and get some little thirsty Q&As. You guys up for some thirsty Q&As?
Thirsty.
That's what I live for.
Guys, right off the bat,
What is a movie that you guys can watch over and over?
Rounders. Matt Damon, Poker, Rounders.
I've actually never seen that before.
You've never seen Rounders? Me neither. You neither?
Bro, there's so many movies I haven't seen, you wouldn't even fucking...
Neither of you have seen Rounders?
I never owned a VHS.
Yeah, I never owned a cassette
tape. It was on beta, motherfuckers. No, fucking DVDs, Blu-rays.
I've never seen
Rounders. Okay, no. That's on the Thirst World Problems list, man.
All right, look at that. See, we're learning from these questions. Holy Rounders. Shit. B, what do you got?
Mine's probably Step Brothers. I just don't get sick of that movie. It's just so funny, man.
Fucking Catalina Wine Mixer.
Yeah, Catalina Wine Mixer. And just like when he punches him out like in the treehouse or just like, when they're like looking for jobs and shit like that, I just can't get over it. I can just always have it in the, like playing it in the background.
Boats and Hoes. Boats and Hoes.
Or the fucking Activities. So much room for Activities. Yo, it seems like you might have wanted to pick this instead of Rounders.
I also like Wedding Crashers.
We could fucking switch if you want.
Wedding Crashers. I like too.
Mine's Gone in 60 Seconds. I love that movie, man.
Gone in 60 Seconds.
I hate Nick Cage, but I love that movie. So another one. Same person. What is a track that you guys can listen to nonstop over and over again?
I don't know if I can admit it, man. I like that. I like what I don't like. Chief Keef, man. I like that Chief Keef.
I don't
track,
like?
Man. Yeah.
You like that's Chief Keef, eh?
I don't like.
That's crazy.
It's mainly that one track, man. Like, oh, you can just listen to it before you go into sports.
You should listen to it before you go to church. You should play that album. You should listen to that album. The whole album's like that. His first album, Finally Rich or whatever. The whole album is just like. Is literally what you just said. And it's actually good. His first album was actually good. Yeah. Finally Rich is a good... Yeah. I'll go on record. Finally Rich was classic album. it just goes right to classic. It is pretty good.
It's an instant classic.
She was an instant classic.
I like the other side of that too, though, man. Lionel Richie, Easy Like Sunday Morning.
All right.
Okay.
What you got, beat?
I was happy you were going outside your comfort zone, man. Then you went right back in there, man.
You took a peek out and you're like, nope, fuck it.
I don't know, man. You guys have asked me this question 100 times. I can't name fucking songs like that.
He's a millennial, man. He just listens to a song once and throws it away. Man.
Millennium.
If I had to, it'd be
Robbie
like...
Robbie Williams. This guy doesn't know
No, is that Robbie Williams? I thought that was Will Smith.
Give me...
Wasn't it Millennium?
Yeah, his album was called...
Oh, his album was called Millennium. Okay.
Give me cleaning up my closet, Eminem, man.
Whoa, that's crazy.
Next question.
I'm sorry, mama.
What do you think mine is?
I never meant to hurt you.
What do you think mine is?
Probably Eminem, White America.
White America.
Yo, that's a crazy track.
I could
track,
be one
though.
Of your kids. Trust.
That was a crazy track.
Little Robert looks just like this.
Mine's a Kid Rock.
Holy shit, man. Do you want that one too? You could take that one for if you want to exchange it for Rounders.
Mine's Kid Rock, Bow with the Bow. No, I'm kidding.
I've been sitting here.
Okay, I got another one here. What is your favorite Destiny's Child track?
Destiny's Child track?
Song.
Ooh, favorite Destiny's
Child. I'm not naming a Destiny's Child. I'm naming one that's pretty close. I don't fucking care if it's not Destiny's Child, technically. Baby Boy, Beyonce, Sean Paul.
No, you can't do that.
Yes, Bugaboo over here.
No, you gotta understand the question. Not best Beyonce track.
No, it's Destiny's Child. Beyonce is fucking Destiny's Child.
Yeah, but there's two other people in there. What is the best Destiny's Child track? Mine's Lose Yourself.
Wait, what?
Lose Yourself? I think you're mistaken, man.
Lose Yourself? You only got one shot.
Oh, my God.
Is that what you're talking about?
Is that him? Is that
Spaghetti?
Oh, is that?
You thought that was Beyonce giving you that?
Oh, my bad. I mean, Lose My Breath? Is that it?
Oh,
lose
I
my
see
breath.
What
That's
say.
What I meant to say. Lose My Breath.
Give us a couple lines of that one. What's that one you're talking
Can
about?
Can you keep up, baby boy?
Crazy track. That's probably mine too, honestly.
All right.
You guys happen to have the same Destiny's Child track. That's wild. That's wild. Do you guys not like the original? No, 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 no.
So that's yours?
I give it like glue, man.
Survivor.
Back to Sean.
I like Survivor. I'm a survivor.
Yeah, Survivor's good.
I thought you were going to say Jumpin', Jumpin', Jumpin'.
Oh.
How about Bootylicious? No one likes Bootylicious or what?
That was a good track.
Bootylicious is a fire track, I think.
Jumpin'. All right.
I even got a man.
Next question.
This guy knows every song or what?
This guy. All right. Next question. Ass, breasts, or legs?
No contest, baby. No contest. Double D's. Double D's.
All right. Could have just said breasts.
Yeah, why do you guys say it like that, man?
But all right, you sick motherfucker.
I don't know, man. That's fucking such a hard choice.
No, it is not. I told
you. Well,
you
have three options.
No contest.
They're giving you three options here.
I have to go with legs, man.
Legs, man? This guy said legs, man.
I'll go with legs, bro. You know, some people are different, man. You're wired like everyone else in the world, you know? Some people gotta be changing the narrative around you.
Everyone's got legs.
Wow, okay.
This guy comes in, no question. Double D's. Yeah. Don't say it like that.
Double D's.
You're not even supposed to hold it like that.
Drake's
holding it like it's a fire hose. Another question. How is the mixer working out?
I love this thing. So we've got Rodecaster Pro, right? We just got this thing. This is our second or third recorder using it.
It's our rig, man.
We were able to get rid of most of our other equipment so we can attach everything up through this. We get to record directly to the SD card. We get to record right to our, we're using Reaper, so we can record right to Reaper on our laptop. Everything's connected. Easy phone connection. Last week, the pads were working amazingly. My only knock on it is this week, we're getting a little bit of feedback when we hit our sound effects, like this one.
Oh, Nick!
Can't quite figure out why that's happening now, and it didn't happen last week, so we got to fine-tune a few things.
I think you got to take the plastic off, bro.
Well, we might have to send it back if that feedback stays in there, man. So, I mean...
There's all these McDonald's bags everywhere.
But besides from that, no, it's slick. I like it. It's lightweight. So when we start hitting the road, we can start bringing it with us. I'm really enjoying it. I don't know. What are you guys seeing here about the mixer?
Quick note just before you continue. When you said laptop, did any of you guys ever back in the day think it was a laptop or no? LABTOP or is that just me?
That's just you.
I thought it was a laptop for like fucking, honestly, I probably learned that shit like 7-8 years ago. Right? I'll be honest.
There's 8 days.
I didn't know what the difference between a notebook and a laptop was.
You mean laptop, man?
Yeah, for the laptop. I didn't know
isn't
the difference.
Between, isn't it just branding?
I thought it was just one have a drive in it.
No, it's just what you call it.
Oh,
what,
is it? Okay. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck is the difference? Next question and the last one. What's the plans for the summer?
What's the plans for the summer? Travel.
Where? he just gets called
out. I want to go to... I'm already going to Toronto. Probably drive to Montreal, New York.
I'll tell you a few spots in Montreal.
Yeah, so probably like 10, 11 days.
You're going with family?
Girlfriend. Okay. And then they in can still go June... To in June, I might be back in Seattle for a wedding.
Nice. You're going somewhere right away, though, aren't you? Somewhere tropical?
Go to Costa Rica. I don't know how the fuck I forgot that.
That's going to be a nice trip. A lot of people say like Costa Rica's amazing.
Like a month I'm going, so nice. Pretty fucking excited.
How about you, Bell?
I don't think that I'm going to be getting anywhere too far this year. I think...
Oak Bank.
Fuck Oak Bank.
Are they going to clean the garage?
People live there too, man.
I shouldn't. If you live in Oak Bank, move.
Oak Bank's actually really nice. I don't know if you guys ever drove down
there. Oh, I have been through. I've spent some time out there. Nah. You're a liar.
You're fucking rude, man.
Hey. But besides from that, no, I don't think that I'm getting anywhere too exciting this year. Maybe California or Florida. But I don't think nothing big on the horizon.
That's nothing big, California or Florida?
Wow. I said maybe. Maybe.
You're a big boss, man.
People just never been on a plane before, man.
Yeah. Big boss, man.
How about you, Nicolino?
I am, well, going to Dominica next week. I'm going to, what?
Are you going to the Bahamas?
Nope. Changed Dominican.
Oh, okay. Didn't know that.
Yeah.
There's something new. That's why we listen to Third World Problems.
That's right. Maybe you should listen to this podcast, buddy.
Exclusive.
I'm actually going to go see my sister in Kelowna.
Okay.
I'm going to Vancouver as well. And I'll be going to LA as well as.
You have a sister?
I do have a sister, yeah. And I'm going to try my best.
Did you know that?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No, bro. I didn't know that at all.
I have a sister, yeah. She's, yeah.
Okay, anyway.
She's a female. And I am going to do my best to try to get to Vegas.
Yes. Yes.
Just scraping there or what?
Yes. Should we do a Thirst World Vegas trip over the summer?
No, I can't do it.
Those flights are $99. I'm do it.
I can't do it.
That's what you say now.
Right. You won't. You won't be able to. You won't be able to find me.
Wow.
I'll be too wild.
Okay. Can't do it. Just shot us down like that.
Yeah. I turned him down for Pusha T, and now he's fucking. He's gonna try to turn me down for the rest of my life.
That's right.
Are we doing any podcast traveling?
We definitely are. That's what we're gonna work on.
Right on.
One thing.
Not Vegas though. This guy said.
One thing we got to work on. Actually, not us at all. I need some reviews. So this is the second time I'm letting you guys know. We don't ask for much on this podcast.
And you never repeat yourself.
This is a free podcast. You know, we're putting out the knowledge out there. Your morning drive, when you're having some coffee, you're at that Starbucks window, Tim's, Baskin Robbins, wherever you're listening from. Get on your phone. Hop on Apple Podcasts. Hop on whatever streaming service you're using, because we're mainly on all of them now. Write us a review. Let us know how we're doing. Without the feedback, if there's anything you guys don't like or you find yourself, you know, we listen to podcasts as well, other ones. You know, there's definitely times where you might skip something and get to a point where you want to listen to. Let us know so we can filter that stuff out.
Hey, we got, we went to the local liquor store here and one guy said he loves our podcast. I don't know if he probably thought it was somebody else or, but hey, I'll accept that.
The
compliment.
Other brown guy with a podcast.
Yeah, the other 5 billion brown guys with a podcast. I'll accept it. But hey, he's like, hey man, keep up the good work. I was like, you know what, man, coming from you, that means a lot. I had no idea who he was, but cool.
And then after that, he told us he can't wait to get off because he has a joint ready for him in the car.
Yeah.
So that's our audience, and I mean, you guys know what to expect. We give you what you need. And if you leave...
You're slurring hard.
Hey.
This guy has had like three drinks tops.
This is Thirst World Problems. I'm getting into my cups. But remember, drink responsibly. Cut the lights and kill the mics. This episode of Thirst World Problems is over. Once again, we want to thank you all for your support. It's time for one for the road.
Next story I was going to tell is about my my first party I went to. I was like probably about... maybe like 13, 14 years old. I was like just about to go into high school. And the buddy I was talking to, the same buddy I was talking about last time, he was a big ass dude. So he was like probably like 6 something, like 300 pounds. Like this is, we were like little ass kids at this time. Well, I was. We were going down the street, going back home after school. And turns out there was a high school graduation party. So we popped in there, and it's the first time ever seeing, like, you know, ever like seen other people drunk and like interacting and stuff. You know, go into a kitchen, see a bunch of weed, and you go into the other room, see a bunch of people like passed out doing different things. And turns out, like, we just started doing some keg stands, and one dude was just like, "How old are you, man?" And I was like, lied out my ass. I was like, "Oh, I'm like 17, you know, trying to sound like all tough and shit. And dude actually found out how old we were, he kind of like took us aside, took us under the wing, and he asked us if we ever smoked a joint before. And that was the first time I ever did that shit. And we smoked the first one, I didn't really feel anything. And I was just like, what am I supposed to be feeling? He's like, "Oh, okay, hold on, let's smoke another one." after that other one, like the whole night went kind of foggy. Like I just remember me and my buddy just waking up the next day, just like, yo, man, if that's what partying is, I think I want to do some more of that. And I think that's the end of that story.
Thanks for listening to the Thirst World Problems podcast. For more exclusive content, follow us on Instagram @ThirstWorldPod. Make sure to subscribe, like, and share.